I want to preach tonight concerning the new man. The new man. The newness of life. Isn't this something that when the apostle said, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God spoke to him and told him, God forbid. We're living in a time that it seems like nobody can quit sinning. The old man is still corrupt. But the new man is created after God in righteousness and true holiness. Brother Woody, the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's therefore now a new creature. He's a new person. What he used to hate, he now loves. He used to walk in darkness, he now walks in the light of God. Amen. One time you were an enemy of God, but when you became a new creature, you became a friend of God.
Come on.
You begin to love the things. You begin to love the Word of God. Sure, I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost of heaven again.
Glory.
God's going to do something again.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
All of a sudden, it's no more into the bar. It's no more gambling, getting drunk, cussing, cheating, running around. Because that new man will not do that.
Amen.
Because once that old man, when he goes to Christ, his life is now over. That old man is crucified, but the new man rises up in the newness of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
In other words, you had bitterness, hatred, unforgiveness, jealousy, but that new man cannot sin. That new man is Jesus Christ. He one time took all the sins of the world upon him. But he will not again hang on that cross to be crucified the second time. Amen to God. He will not. He will not. He will not. He will not. God cannot sin.
Amen.
God cannot lie. Have you ever read that? God does not walk in darkness. The Bible says if we have fellowship with Him, amen?
Yes.
Come on.
If we have fellowship with Him, I can tell you we are walking in the light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. It's like a man and woman. They fall in love. They marry one another. They become one. They become one, Pastor.
Yeah.
They're no longer two. And you say, well, I'm a man. No, God, when God brings one together into His Son, they become one together. Amen to God.
Amen.
It is no longer I that liveth, but it's Christ and the life I now live. I live by the faith of the Son of God who gave His life for me. One time He hung on that cross. He was put in that tomb one time. But the next time He came out of that tomb and He lives forevermore. Amen to God. Thanks be to God. The victory of the blood of Jesus. There is so much power in the blood of Christ. As much as that blood is flowing through your body, the Spirit of God lives in that same body. Do you hear that? Where I see the blood, thanks be to God, for without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. He paid the price. He conquered death, hell, and the grave that the church can live right in this world, in this life, right now, walking in the light of the glorious gospel of Christ.
Amen.
Amen to God. I couldn't do that one time. I could not live a holy life one time. I cheated, I lied, I drank, I carried on. It was all about me. But when I come to know this Christ, I forgot who I was and became who He is. I want want to tell you, when I look at you, I believe if God would open my eyes, He could show me greater is He that's on the inside of you than you on the outside. Do you hear me? I can tell you, the Bible says, if we walk in the light as He's in the light, we'll have fellowship with one another and the blood of Jesus Christ. He doesn't have save a man. He doesn't have baptize a man. He gives a man a new life. But you must be born again by the Spirit of God. It has to be that way. It must be that way. I didn't try to quit sinning. It didn't work. It didn't work. But when Christ came into me, I read to you, sin shall have no more dominion over your mortal body.
Come on.
Amen. Amen. If somebody has dominion over you, they'll rule you. Amen. Hear me what I'm saying? Do you hear that? But Christ will not rule over us. He gives us a free will to come to the house of God. He gives us a free will to come here and pray. We can go back to that world if we want to. But I'm telling you, thanks be to God, He lives to make intercession for the church of the living God. And if we're looking for Him, He will appear the second time without sin under salvation. You know.
Amen.
You know. That old man, I know what he likes. He's corrupt. He'll lie to you. He'll teach you. Come on now.
Come on.
He will. That old man is corrupt. I thought there in God's word, Jesus said that whosoever comes after me shall not walk in darkness, but walk in the light of the world. Oh, do you hear that? When He opened my eyes up, I saw a different woman. I saw a different man. Do you hear me? He enlightened my eyes. He gave me a heart to know Him. He took out that stony heart, that heart of hatred, and He put His love on the inside. I'm walking in the newness of the Spirit of God tonight.
Amen.
Oh, do you hear
that? Lord.
The newness. The new, you know, people like new cars. You know, a lot of times you can see a real pretty car, and it can look new. Say, that looks new. But when you open it up, you can say, it smells like the newness of a car. Some people like new shoes. Do you hear it? Some people say, well, at first I got to get them wore in just right. And then when they fit me just right. Do you hear me? Well, I can tell you, He's ordered the steps of a good man. Do you hear me? Oh, do you hear me? Lord, do you hear me? God help us. These steps are led by the Spirit of God. For as many that has received Him, would He, they become the sons of God. Do you hear that? One time I wasn't a child of God. Do you hear that? You may not want to believe this, but it's the truth. If you're not born again and Jesus is not your Savior, that your Master, then the devil is. Do you hear me? That's just the way it is. One time I was against God. One time I was walking in darkness. But when Jesus came in, I'm walking now on a straight and narrow way. It's not hard living for God. Do you hear me? It's not hard. I'm no longer getting drunk. I'm no longer out cheating. No longer taking drugs, sticking a needle in your arm. Do you getting high, waking up, boy, where in the world have you been? I can tell you right now, to live for Christ, He said, come, take up my cross and learn of me. His burden, oh God, help me tonight. It's easy. Do you hear me? Oh God, I can tell you, we can live this life, we can walk this life, but we can only do it in Christ Jesus. Amen. For without Him, we can do nothing to please God.
Come on, amen.
It has to be. He even said there, He says, the just shall walk by faith,
yep,
and not by sight.
Right.
Oh, do you hear? How do I do that? By knowing the Word of God, being led by the Spirit of God, and oh, the flesh, if we start walking in that flesh, I tell you what it'll do. It'll start lying. It'll start laying out of church. It'll quit lifting this Bible up. Little by little by little, we'll no longer become a light. But if I'm walking in that light, the light of Christ is on the inside. Do you hear that? We are the the lamp of God. Do you hear that? Do you hear me? He has lightened my path. He's lightened my eyes of understanding. And it's Christ in me. And I want to know more and more and more. I thought it did. Somebody said when we get to heaven, we're going to know all about Him. We better know about Him down here. Do you hear me? We
know
better
now.
Know Him personally. We better know Him, Woody, as our Lord and Savior. I'm not trying to get ready when I get up there. I better be ready down here. And I can tell you, Pastor, all this prophet Amos, he said, can two walk together except they agree? The devil and God don't walk together. Light and darkness don't walk together. Unrighteousness and righteousness don't walk together. But only the new man, that new man can only walk in the light of God, because the light of God is on the inside of him.
Amen.
You know, Bible said if we walk in the flesh, we'll die. Yeah. Have you ever read that in Galatians?
Yeah.
You cannot please God in the flesh.
Nope.
Oh, do you hear that? In the spirit. Lord, how do we worship Him? In spirit and in truth. That's how we worship Him. Oh, God. You know, a lot of times we want to see God move. We want to see. But what God said, I want to see you move. Move what? I want to see you move towards me. And when you draw nigh to me, I'm going to come draw nigh to you. We're asking God to draw nigh to us. God said, I've already said how I did this. How do I do that? You draw nigh, I'll draw nigh. Oh, God. We must walk together. I cannot have fellowship with darkness and fellowship with God.
That's right.
For God is light. I can have fellowship with hatred and have fellowship with love. It won't work. But if I walk in that light is Christ. He said, I am the light of the world. Oh, if you follow me, you will not walk in darkness. Do you hear me? Oh, God. I used to... You ever go down the road at night, Brother Woody? Well, not now. Maybe one day you forgot to turn them on. Go down the road and say, well, why do you look so dark out there? Say, Lord, brother, turn your lights on. Oh, that's what's wrong. Let your light shine before men that they may see the good works of God in you. Oh, do you hear me? Do you hear me? That new man, if he's in here, he will expose himself on the outside. But he first has to come on the inside. He has to come on the inside because he doesn't want to live on the outside. God wants to live in the body. Do you hear me? And that body belongs to Christ. There's but one body. Come on now. Come on. I know there's many, many members, but one body.
Amen.
Amen. If you're Baptist, Methodist, Catholic, Presbyterian, whatever, if you're not in Christ, you're not in the body of Christ.
Amen.
You must be put in. You must be. You must be. You've got to be. You've got to be. In other words, this Christ, he says, whosoever cometh after me. Oh, I want to follow him, don't you?
Yeah.
I said, don't you really want
come
to
follow him? Amen.
Don't you really? He that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. Oh, Amos, where you going? Oh, God. I go back, all the way back to Genesis, from the book of Amos. Going all the way back to Genesis. One man among a corrupt world. One man. And I caught him. Through that book, reading that book, I caught him walking with God every day.
Come on.
Yep.
If he can do it, I can do it. Shout with me if you want to.
Amen.
His name was Enoch. Do you hear that?
Yep.
Do you hear that? He walked every day with God. I believe it said to the family, after a while, they didn't have to ask him. They knew where he was going. Come on now. Do you hear that? Do you hear that? Where are you going today?
Church.
All right. Amen to God. Amen. He's walking with him. Every day, 365 days, Every year he kept walking with him. Oh. Now one day.
Yes, Lord.
Wonder what. He's kind of running late today. Yeah. Now he's probably just you know how he is. He takes off and you don't know when he's coming back. Come on now.
Come on,
people, just like us back then. Yeah. I don't know if he had a wife or children, but I could say he's late for supper again.
Come on.
Ain't no use. There ain't no use. That son, ain't no use go looking for him because he's walking. Where's he walking? He's walking in the light of God. Oh, God Almighty. And some could run into him. Where you go? Who are you talking to? Oh, I'm talking to God. Where's he at? You ever seen somebody just talking about things that, oh, he's strange. Have you ever heard people talking and not answer?
Yeah.
Let's say, he's getting whacked. Come on now. Especially when you talk and answer yourself.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. At such a point, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Some people say, oh, they're going over the edge. Mm. But you can't. I can tell you. You know, it's something, though. You know, there was one that she was praying. Praying. Her lips were moving, but couldn't hear them. She wasn't deaf and dumb either. Come on. It was in her soul.
Amen.
Come on now.
Amen.
Come on now.
Amen.
They say, oh, he does that all the time. That's all he wants to do is talk about Jesus. That's all he wants to do is pray. Every time you talk to him, it's conversation about Jesus. Everything he talks about has got to be holy.
Yes, amen.
Come on now.
Yeah.
You get around that world. Don't try to make that world holy. Come on. It takes Jesus to do that. Amen. It takes Jesus to do that. But if we're walking with Christ, then somebody is going to see this Christ. Because you can't hide him under a bushel. You can't hide him under a bed. Amen. Amen to God. Oh God, the Bible said, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works. God is still working on me.
Amen.
He's what? He's the potter and we're the clay. Oh God, don't let no hardness get in my life. Don't let no bitterness get in my life. Don't let no unforgiveness. Don't let no grudging. Don't let no covetousness. Don't let nothing. Don't let no evil thought, God. Oh God, son, long as I'm in there, long as you're walking with me, I'll let you know. I will order you.
Yeah.
Great God of heaven. I won't let you walk in darkness if you don't want to. Come on now. Come on, church. Oh, do you hear that? I said, do you hear that? Oh, my Lord and my God. God won't lead us into darkness. He leads us on a straight and narrow path. Oh, my God. He leads. How do you know that? Ask David. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. Well, glory to God. He is the light of the world. He lights my candle. Oh, thank God. Thank God. Let your light shine. Only the new man can do that. Only in Christ. In Christ. Yea. God won't let us walk in darkness. You know why? Because God is light. Amen. Go with me to 1 John quickly. 1 John. 1 John. What a gospel. What a glorious gospel. Thank you, Lord. 1 John. Right after 2 Peter. 1 John. Go with me down to verse 3. We'll start with verse 3. 1 John chapter 1, verse 3. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. Verse 4. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of Him. Now listen to this. This then is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Do you hear that? Do you hear that?
Come on, amen.
Great God, you must hear that, church.
Yeah.
It's not going to, when I get to heaven, I got an opinion about this. Come on, God ain't interested in our opinion.
Yeah.
God ain't interested in our commentaries. God wants to know, here's what it is. I am the light of the world. Do you hear me? In the beginning, darkness. But when He came upon, He said, let there be light. And who is that light? He is. Christ is the light of the world. Amen. Let me go on here. But verse. If we say that we have fellowship with Him, I'm a Christian, I love the Lord, I go to church, I pray, I'm walking with the Lord. Listen to this now. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But verse 7. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from how much sin?
All.
Oh, some people say, now, brother, we all got sin in our lives. What did you find that out in the Bible? We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no not. In other words, you ain't going to make it on your righteousness. You're not going to make it on your religious ability. You will only make it through Jesus Christ. Only one name given unto man whereby we must be saved. There's no other name in salvation but Jesus Christ. There is but one Christ. Oh, there's many Christ in the world, but there's only one begotten Son, and He's the one that's made you and me sons and daughters that belong to God Almighty. Do you hear that? There's no other name, no name given unto man throughout the world can be saved except through Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God.
Amen.
I've asked people before, I said, are you a Christian? I'm Baptist. Are you a Christian? I'm Catholic. Right there tells me, right there, you're just religious.
Yeah. Come on.
You don't stand before God and say to the Lord, I'm Catholic. Oh, not on your life. Not on your life. I'm Methodist. Come on now.
Yeah.
Every knee shall bow to Him. And I can tell you, the Lord didn't say, no man cometh unto this, this, and this. He said, no man cometh unto me except the Father draw you.
Amen.
There's but one name. I won't bow to all the religions, Muhammad, Hindu, Buddhism. I've been in the country of India. It's pitiful there. It's pitiful. And it's heartbreaking. When you see ministers on TV and they preach to a million people, multitudes of thousands, and they show it on the TV, the crowd far as you can see. The danger is, in that country, the danger is, you can say, how many here? First you preach about Jesus. You need Jesus Christ. What will He do for me? He'll save you. Praise God. I need that. What else will He do? He'll heal you. I sure need that. Well, He'll make you rich. He'll bless you. I sure need that. On and on. What else? He'll give you time. I sure need that. But the danger, what they're doing, American ministries, what they're doing, the danger is they don't tell them. They'll just add Jesus to rest of their Buddhist gods, rest of their Hindu gods, instead of saying, but all you out there that's listening, all of you out there that hears me, listen carefully. You got to announce all them other gods, Buddhists, Hindus, cows, monkeys, rats. Do you hear that? Now you hit a nerve.
Yeah.
Now you hit a nerve. Do you hear me? They accept him. But they still go to the shrine and bow to Buddhists and Hindus. Because just adding another god, no problem. We'll take all we can get. But there's only one name. Shout with me now. Shout with me now. If I knew it was the church, I'd join it in a minute. Come on now. And a lot of people's believing that today. Just join that church. Do you hear me? Lord help us. The Pope is not the answer.
Amen.
Come on now. I said the Pope is not the answer. He'll have to get saved just like anybody else. That shouldn't bother you. You should say amen to God. Jesus is no respecter of persons.
Amen.
God only has one Savior.
Yeah.
Come on now. Come on now. And every knee shall bow to Him. Do you hear me? I don't go to a man to save me.
Amen.
Come on now. Now I know when we're preaching on that, you hear the message. But that's what I was reading about when you hear declaring the message that He is light and in Him is no darkness. When you hear that, it's up to you to come out of that darkness.
Amen.
It's up to you. Amen. You can say, well, I mean, there's good Catholics. Oh, there's a lot. There's a lot. Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Pentecostal, all in all. So many denominations. But I can tell you, there's but one Lord and Savior, and His name is Jesus Christ, and that's the only way you and I will get to God's heaven is through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, repenting of our sins and asking Him to come in our life.
Come on, amen.
The only way. It has to be that way. Amen. That is something I married Sister Patterson about 3 months later. I show up with another woman. I married her too. That'll get you in trouble.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yep.
Ask David, ask Solomon. One's enough. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Sister Porter said it goes both ways, Brother Porter.
It does.
It does. I'm just giving it. I'm just delaying it. Oh, help me, Lord. Don't get in the middle of this. Hallelujah. 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 Do you hear that? Thanks be to God, church. I'm telling you, Lord, but the truth is, I love her. But God said you better love me more than you. Well, glory to God.
Come on. Love Him first.
I feel the Holy Ghost. Can you well, glory. Can you believe tonight that He's a jealous God? And He'll have no other God. But well,
come on.
Well, glory to God. Thanks be to God that's given you and me the victory through the power and the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 To be absent from the body is to be in the presence of the Lord. But He better be in the presence right here now. The same Spirit that drawed you, the same Spirit that brought conviction, the same Spirit that took that old stony heart of flesh and peeled it away. Back then, in the old, it was the circumcision of the foreskin. Amen? But what God did, see, that was the outer. That was the outer circumcision. But God required it. But now, it's the circumcision of the heart.
Come on, preach on, brother.
He gives you a new heart. He gives you a spirit that you never had before. And when he comes in, oh Lord, you'll see things totally, totally different. You would say, Lord, how could I have never saw that because you did not have me? I see things different now. Do you see that? I look around and I see things of his creation. The stars, the moon, the sun, the oceans. And I see that and I say, I know my Redeemer liveth. I know he is the creator Amen. Of all things. Amen. Amen. He is that light. He is that light. Let me finish here. In John chapter 1, 1 John, back to chapter 1. I get happy and take off. Hallelujah. Chapter 1 of John. But if we, verse 7, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Amen. Now I know you can read this, but you got to ask God. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. We've all sinned and come to short. But if I die in my sin, see, God won't live in an unclean temple. He's a holy God.
Come on.
I'm not saying now the first time he cut. No, he's long suffering. But thanks be to God, he's our advocate, our mediator. It don't say when I sin. See, there's the danger. It says if I sin. Mm-hmm. See, we preach, I hear it a lot of times. Well, when we sin, you got to see what God says about that. It says if we sin, we have an advocate with the Father. That means Jesus Christ is our petition, our mediator. And when he says you're forgiven, with God, it's clear.
Amen.
Amen. I am the door of life. Amen. No, have I failed the Lord? Have I got angry? Have I said something? I'm not talking about out here cussing and cursing and drinking and cursing. I'm not that old man. But I do know. Has bitterness got there?
Yep.
Been hurt? Hurt bad? Hurt so bad? Yeah. I couldn't believe people could hurt you so bad. But when I look at Jesus, look, and you know he said, marvel not that they will hate you because of my sake, because of him.
Yeah.
That world hates him. Amen. Let me go on here. Okay, verse 9, here it is. Didn't say when we sin. It says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, I admit I have sinned. But I can tell you today, that one of the most scriptures that really, there's a many scriptures, but there's one that really, a couple, that really concerns me at times. For him to know to do good and do it not.
It's sin.
To him it's sin. And there's another one, Woody, that I really struggle. Whatsoever's not of faith is sin. Now, that's just a few. That's why the Bible says here, work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
1 John 2:1. My little children, these things I write unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father. Aren't you glad God gave that advocate? We wouldn't have made it, church. We wouldn't have made it. With the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins. And not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments.
Amen.
He that saith, I know him, you can know his name, all right. Oh, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar. You calling me a liar? God's calling you that, not me. I'm just reading what God, I didn't make this up. And the truth is not in him. Let me go on. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily, who is that word? That's Christ. Amen. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him, ought himself also to walk even as he walked. I just want to keep on walking, don't you? Over in chapter 3, 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, I'm going to read a few scriptures. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doeth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, now watch this, church, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. I want to see Christ in you.
Amen.
And that's what God wants to see in the church, his son. Amen. Now listen to this. Listen to this. Listen to this now. And every man that has this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Church, the way God looks at us is only through his son, Jesus Christ. You know why? He has only one begotten son. And then, I say this in love. Some of the greatest men that walked with him, he said, you'll not see death until you see the kingdom of God. They will show it to us. He took them up on a Mount Transfiguration. And there's Peter, James, and John. And all of a sudden, and here stood Elijah and Moses. In glory, just glory. They fell down. They were scared. They were so scared. Peter said, I said, Lord, is it good for us to be here? Anywhere Jesus is, it's good to be.
Amen.
He's good. He's wonderful. Peter says, Lord, what we're going to do, we're going to build a tabernacle. We're going to build one for Moses, one for Elijah, and we're going to build you one too. And a voice spoke from heaven. Said, this is my beloved son. Hear ye him. I'm well pleased. So when we're walking with him, fellowshipping with him, what he's well pleased. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God.